Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Jim Rigg joining us, the superintendent of Chicago Catholic Schools. Jim, can you hear me right now?
I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yes, for sure. It's working. Real radio in real
time.
Hey, great to have you on the phone today. Talk a little bit about the decision that the Archdiocese made today.
So earlier today, we did make the announcement that we are closing the Archdiocesan Catholic school system effective this upcoming Monday, March the 16th. And of course, this is in a response to the spread of COVID-19 or coronavirus throughout Greater Chicago. At this time, we want to be safe. You should always err on the side of safety when it comes to children. And we feel that this closure is justified and prudent for us at this time.
What prompted the decision for it, the announcement today, as opposed to a couple days ago or a couple days from now?
So we've been in close contact over the last several days with the Illinois Department of Public Health, the Chicago Department of Public Health, the CDC, and other agencies, and have listened very closely to their guidance. We've also talked extensively with our pastors and principals and Catholic school educators, and we felt this was the right moment to make this decision.
How many students are we talking about?
So this is just the Archdiocesan Catholic schools, which are predominantly elementary schools. Most of the high schools, they're Catholic, but they run independently by religious orders. And so in total, this is about 51,000 kids.
So the mayor was talked about this today, you know, and she brought up the fact that a lot of disadvantaged kids rely on CPS for meals, and that's one reason to keep school in session. I don't know if that is the case with your schools, is it? And if it is, was that a consideration?
Certainly. So we serve a wide diversity of families in Catholic schools, including those who are of higher poverty levels. And we do have plans. We haven't yet announced them yet, but we do have plans to try to deliver food to many of our students and families during the closure.
Was there any, I know you had you closed to St. Margaret of Scotland School on the south side after a student tested positive for coronavirus, you know, without obviously giving away too much information. Have you guys heard of any other cases, potential cases, either amongst the teachers or the students in your classrooms?
Sure. So aside from the case at St. Margaret of Scotland, we're not aware of any other confirmed case of coronavirus involving a student, staff member, or immediate family member.
What are you guys about to go on your spring break? Have you had it already? I'm not quite sure what your schedule is like.
Yeah. We have 170 schools in Cook and Lake County, so we don't have a common calendar.
Okay.
Those schools take spring breaks at different times. Some are on spring break next week, some the week after, some all the way into April. But I know most of our schools do have spring break before the end of the month.
And students, you're going to do some e-learning, I imagine, some internet classwork. How's that going to go?
Yes, so we've been in contact with our principals and teachers about electronic learning and alternative learning. We really want to make the most of the time that school is closed to try to, you know, help our students continue learning.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely impactful. I know you got a busy day, Jim Rigg. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Jim Rigg, superintendent of Catholic schools, will await other announcements from other schools throughout Friday afternoon. Quick commercial break, then we're going to have the news on WGN.